Hey everyone, welcome into a new season of the Bengals Beat podcast. I'm your host, Kelsey Conway, here at the Enquirer Studio with podcast producer and photographer Sam Green. And we are back for another season of bringing you all the latest news that you want surrounding your Bengals team. So be sure to keep it here to subscribe and like this channel if you want your daily and weekly coverage of your favorite team, because we will try and do everything we can to bring you as close to this Bengals team as we can. So today really kicks off the start of the 2024 season for the Bengals. And it all starts with the Bengals media luncheon, where owner Mike Brown, director of personnel Duke Tobin, and head coach Zach Taylor addressed the media on a number of topics. And it's typically a day that a lot of Bengals fans look forward to because it's the only chance you get to hear straight from Mike Brown every year. So we came with a ton of questions for those three key leaders for the Bengals. And I am today going to break down my five biggest takeaways from everything that was covered at the Bengals media luncheon. Number one for me was Zach Taylor fully clearing quarterback Joe Burrow for full contact when the team gets on the practice field on Wednesday. This is a huge deal for the Bengals because they've been waiting for this moment. Since Joe Burrow went down on that Thursday night against the Ravens back in November, the Bengals have been waiting for this day where they can put Joe Burrow out there and basically let him do whatever he needs to do. But they are going to be very careful with him. So just because he's fully cleared doesn't mean you're going to go out and see a lot of different things from him than you've usually seen in training camps in years past, because the most important thing for this Bengals team is to make sure number nine gets to week one without an injury. So this week, I'd expect things to be simmered when it comes to Joe Burrow. They're going to ease him into things. When I asked Zach Taylor if he was going to be on a pitch count when he does practice, he declined to answer specific questions on Joe's practice participation, but did allude to saying, we have a plan for everyone on this roster. And so we will see what that plan is, whether it be 2 days on, 1 day off for Joe. They are going to figure that out as it goes, and I'm sure they're going to enter with a plan put in mind that Joe's comfortable with, that the medical staff is comfortable with. But the most important thing to come out of today is that Joe Burrow is fully cleared. That means he did not suffer any significant setbacks that might have delayed his ability to be fully cleared. So expect to see Joe Burrow on that practice field fully cleared on Wednesday. Number two for me from today, as far as a big takeaway, was what the Bengals said about their hopes in being able to keep Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase playing together for the foreseeable future. Owner Mike Brown said they're going to do everything they can to keep number one playing here in Cincinnati, but they also understand it's not going to be an easy feat. But I think what should make Bengals fans feel very comfortable is that the conversations have already started with Chase's representation. Both Duke Tobin and Mike Brown said as much today. And I wouldn't expect this to be a deal that gets done in the next month. I think next offseason is the more realistic target date when you look at how the Bengals have recently done things as far as getting contract extensions done for their top players. So I think that the fact that these conversations have started right now is a step in the right direction, and everyone acknowledging it's not going to be easy because Chase is going to come with a hefty price tag. And when Justin Jefferson reset that wide receiver market right at the beginning of summer, the Bengals surely took note of it. And as they continue to have conversations with Chase and his representation, they will try to sort through what they're comfortable with. But Mike Brown did bring up that big conversation about the pie and how everything needs to work together. And they've already paid Joe, but his number one takeaway to me today from the Ja'Marr Chase conversation was that Joe Burrow was priority number one and Ja'Marr Chase is priority number two. So that's the latest on where things stand as far as Ja'Marr Chase and his future here in Cincinnati. So number three for me was what Duke Tobin had to say about the running backs room. And for the Bengals, the last couple of years, the running back room has been one that hasn't changed much. So you knew what you were going to get every training camp and heading into every season in terms of Joe Mixon was going to be your bell cow. You knew the style of runner he was. And the guys behind him were just filling in the other parts after Samaje Perine left. They didn't quite solidify that second running back last year. But then Chase Brown came along and he appeared to be that, and then it suffered an injury. So they weren't able to really ever get that position solidified last year. But this year, it's completely different. After the team decided to move on from Joe Mixon, they signed Zach Moss in free agency to pair with Brown, who is entering his second year. And they are really excited about that duo of those two. And when Tobin said it was time for something new, you kind of got the vibe that they were looking for something different in terms of different styles of runners, maybe adding more speed and adding players that can do more out of the backfield. So I think the Bengals running back room is one that fans should keep an eye on, because it's going to look different. And the hope is that it's going to make the Bengals more efficient as an offense, because today offensive coordinator Dan Pitcher said they have got to be an efficient running team. They're not going to come out and run and become a number one running team and completely forget about the passing game. That's not who the Bengals are ever going to be with Joe Burrow and these receivers. But they do need an improved run game, and they're hoping that Zach Moss and Chase Brown can give them that. Number four for me was what they had to say about Evan McPherson and his future here in Cincinnati. And the kicker is the most current Bengal that is due for a contract extension, and it sounds like he is going to get one. They weren't willing to share when that is going to happen, but the contract talks are ongoing. They did confirm that they have been talking Evan and his representation. And typically when you look at when the Bengals have done extensions for these type of players, it usually happens at some point during this training camp up into the weekend before that first game. So keep your eye on that. But it does sound like they're really pleased with what McPherson has done for this team over the last couple of seasons. And the fifth takeaway for me is what Mike Brown didn't say about the stadium lease negotiations at Paycor Stadium. When asked multiple questions about where things stand, what they're expecting from Hamilton County, he said, "I'm only going to talk about football." And so today he did not take on one question about where things could potentially go down the road in terms of the Bengals stadium lease that is up in 2026. So we will have to wait and see where things fall with that, but no update there as far as Paycor Stadium and its future with the Bengals. So those are just a couple of my biggest takeaways from today. And be sure to keep it here on Cincinnati.com, because I will be writing more stories from comments from today. We will have all of the videos from Mike Brown, Duke Tobin, and Zach Taylor if you want to watch more of what they said right here on this YouTube channel or on Cincinnati.com under the video section. All right, thanks so much for tuning in. I'll talk to you guys soon.